Today's bond market doesn't always behave the way you'd expect. So investors and issuers need a financial partner they can rely on. I'm Noreen Gallagher, Director in Fixed Income Institutional Sales with Baird. Baird has deep expertise and extensive experience in all types of fixed income securities. From strategically located public finance offices and underwriting desks, Baird has advised municipalities and school districts or managed underwritings in all 50 states. And the strong relationships we've built across the country, they provide a broad, balanced distribution network to help price and place new issues. The trust we've earned from our clients is invaluable and a big part of why Baird has been the number one underwriter of municipal bonds in the nation, according to Ipreo Muni Analytics, since 2009.
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks, specifically smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew. Made of organic mint, Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint.
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need, and your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Joe Madden on with the Spiegel and Parkins show earlier, about an hour ago. Doesn't seem too concerned with Addison Russell's slow start and still has belief in the young shortstop.
Coming on back, playing the Cardinals and now the good Marlins team last night. I could feel the energy in the dugout. So I believe, like I've always talked about, rest matters. And with Addy, as I told him, as you get back into the swing of things, you'll be back on your regular patterns.
Cubs yet to win five in a row yet this year. Chance to do that tonight. Jake Arrieta goes against the Marlins. And Jeff Lockie, first pitch, 7:05. Coverage starts here on the Score, 6:30. White Sox in Tampa to take on the Rays tonight. First of a three-game series there. A couple of potential trade dealt pitchers here. Jose Quintana, Chris Archer in that one. NBA and Stanley Cup Final both take the night off tonight. Former Bull and current NBA agent B.J. Armstrong on CBS Sports Radio earlier today stated that the Jordan-era Bulls wouldn't be able to compete in today's NBA. The Scoreboard Update brought to you by Skokie Sports Park, named a top 50 golf range in America, and Swedish Holiday, American Spirit, that's Volvo's midsummer sales event, and it's happening now at your local Volvo dealer. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing. Come in to learn more. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next game on The Score tonight, 6:30, when the Cubs take on the Marlins on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Thank you, Nick Shepkowski. We just heard Shep do an update. That's nice. Joe Ostrowski was before that. That was also nice. Thank you, men. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp are the producers of the show. Thanks so much. Ray Diaz does excellent work. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at 670thescore.com. Thank you to our... Watch 670thescore.com. Thank you to our guest today. Ricky Davis talked about the big three with us.
It was awesome.
Today. You had Ricky Davis on?
Yeah, for like 15 minutes. It was great.
Really?
Yeah.
What's he... So this is not full-time work for these guys, right? This is a side hustle.
Ricky Davis.
That's great.
It was fun.
Oh,
Oh, we're just going down the line, man.
That's awesome.
Talk to Mahmoud's coming on tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
No, he should be.
Awesome.
Tomorrow, Mike Florio will be on the show. Dave Zirin from Edge of Sports. Dave Zirin will be with us. Kyle Hendricks and Wilson Contreras live in the noon hour over at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse, 670thescore.com /ondeck. Right, that is a show. And Jason, you did that. We did those last year.
Yes, we did.
Those are fun, man.
They are a ton of fun.
Dexter Fowler and David Ross.
Yeah, we had
Tom
Theo
Ricketts
and Jed and Tom Ricketts. Yeah, we had, did three installments. And the weird ghost baseball guys that I ignored the whole time. You remember those guys?
Yes,
yeah. You don't have to do it. I'll take the arrow.
No,
yeah,
good.
There's four guys who show up to Wrigley Field as the ghosts of Cubs past or some garbage.
No, they show up as four genuine
from
players 08? From 1908.
Yeah, they're,
right.
They're
and
four
they dress
middle-aged
up.
Men who put on white,
like Civil
white face.
War reenactors.
And, yeah. And then they want you to acknowledge them. And you know me, if you want that from me, that's exactly what you're not going to get.
It's the zombie contact lenses that always freak me out.
Well, they had a game this year. They were on TV on a road game this year.
Yeah, they go everywhere. Yeah. They're four guys with a lot of income, apparently. No day jobs, and they just show up to Cubs events. So,
but isn't their shtick over? Because 1908 is...
You'd think so. But
would vanquish the zombies?
Seems like they would evaporate? Seems like they're committed, Speaks. Seems like those
identities wrapped up in the concept.
Yeah, they were
bummed.
Yeah,
the only Cubs fans upset that the curse was over.
And we're doing the show, and Speaks goes, "Oh, those guys," and they come up and want to. They're standing right in front of us. So I'm looking through them because I don't want to acknowledge or engage. Exactly. Yeah.
And I get sheepish because they're listeners, man. They knew us. They were listeners. They came over to see the show.
It's no different than when Ronnie Woo Woo shows up when you're at High Tops and he just waits for his opportunity.
It is very different.
Into a microphone.
It is very different. That is Ronnie States. These are men who choose to do this.
Oh.
that is Ronnie's.
You think that shows Ronnie?
Yeah. What?
No. I think what Jason is saying
is
that
you think Ronnie signed up for that? Like, come
like
on,
that's
man.
The peak of what Ronnie could do as a person.
Yes. These are men with children and wives or husbands either way, and they just want to be seen and acknowledged. And I'm not here for that. I'm here to make sure that we have a good show. Everyone enjoys their lunch. The athletes get in and get out. They don't get bothered too much and go home. I'm not here to help you out. And try to fill some void of your childhood. This is not what this is about. It's about a good lunch at Del Frisco, some great service, some great people, some baseball talk. Take your punk ass around the corner with that. Tired of these people.
I'll fill Jason's role tomorrow.
No. Don't do that. I want to grow up and be
just like you.
No. I want you to have a soft landing with the Del Frisco's experience.
I'm excited. It'll be
all right,
fun.
So here's the question. Will the Cubs see 500 again?
They're only one up, right?
Two up, right?
Oh, is it two now? Yeah, it is two.
That's the question.
That's a good question.
Have they broached the... Will they now have a winning record for the remainder of the season?
I will say yes, so they don't see 500 again, but I thought the same thing when they were four above 500.
I know you did. That's why I asked. Yeah. And you're allowed to look at the schedule. You're allowed to look at pitching matchups and everything else.
It's still fairly soft for the rest of this homestand, but then they have a four-and-a-half-week stretch where they have one scheduled day off, and they play 17 games in 17 days with 14 on the road. So it is about to get tough.
And no big injuries yet, too.
No big injuries yet, yeah.
And those
you would assume players should play better now that it's warm.
Yeah.
A swing plane issue that we talked about with Madden that is affecting a lot of them, I
Addison
think.
Russell.
I tried to get there with Theo, remember last time?
Too many guys trying to launch?
Yeah, we see if you have too many guys at that launch who have upped their launch angle and are trying to do that, they are very susceptible to high heat. They just,
right. you're just in the strike zone.
Yeah. And Joe said it.
You don't have the swing talent to cover.
The low strike was getting the low strike was in vogue a couple of years ago. Everybody started doing the Josh Donaldson thing, and now the high strike is how you can get these guys out. The Dodgers are ahead of the curve. Remember, they destroyed them with all those high fastballs in the Dodgers series. So I'm gonna have to say no. This is not that they. I'll say they will see 500 again.
Okay,
I do too. Because I think that this team is
mediocre.
Yes, for right now, and I don't. And plus the fact that nobody's really been hurt yet. You know, you had Jason Hayward go a 7-day DL or whatever it is. He had the wrist and the finger. No, he had the finger.
And other than that, there's been no injuries really to speak of.
Zobrist a little, but he didn't even go on the DL.
Right. There's right. just so much of a sense of at least.
And I think they're going to win the division, if that makes any sense.
Of course it does. I just
are they going to go up and down a little bit more?
Right. There just seems to be a neediness on the part of Cub fans to get to a threshold of now everything's okay.
Right. Drop me off.
Yeah. When is it? When
take
it
me to my happy place and let me live there.
When does the parties kind of start again where it's okay? Yeah. And we don't have that gnawing sense of dread.
Hey, man, if you didn't feel like a party over the weekend, you weren't watching the games. I mean, though, it was a party.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The party was here, just like it sucked so bad on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. The party's been the last 4 days.
The weather was great.
Well, if David Ross is around, you're going to find a party.
But my point is, enjoy the party when it feels like a party. You know what I mean?
Because you got to go back to Cubs work at some point.
Right.
It's like, you're like, all right, Cubs Monday.
This is it's why I always say the roller coaster is meant to be ridden. Enjoy the hell out of it while it's happening because you can't guarantee yourself.
I hate roller coasters.
You do, huh?
Oh, I do too.
Yeah. It's not even a frightened thing. I just don't enjoy them.
There's
something about like how my undercarriage feels when I'm going down a roller coaster.
Oh, down.
I don't feel like it's fun.
If you ever go to Regal Cinemas, you know, they have the preview thing, and it's a pretend roller coaster. Like,
you got the motion
going
thing,
by the
though.
Popcorn and going by the thing. And now both my kids are like, Dad, close your eyes. It's the thing. Because otherwise, I will be sick to my stomach for a good 15 minutes.
I just don't voluntarily put myself in positions to be uncomfortable. I don't like horror movies. I don't
You're a
like
radio talk show host.
Danny, but you know what we're finding out, though?
This is my ecosystem.
He's a brother. That's what that is. He doesn't want to do silliness just to do it.
Yeah.
He's got enough going on in his life.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to bungee jump. He doesn't want jump out of a plane. There you go, Parkins.
I don't trust pilots.
Welcome to the community. No
thrill seeking for you.
Yeah, no, not interested.
No, I totally get
the
that.
One thing, I'm really comfortable in water, so I love boats and deep sea fishing and all that stuff.
Yeah, those things are potentially
uncomfortable. You ever scare the hell out of yourself on a wave runner like I did?
Never.
We're at Lake Delavan at Lake Lawn Resort, and the kids are like, I guess I was.
Because the kid's
like, hey, let's take out a wave runner. I said, okay, because I saw some people, you know, puttering around, and I get out of like,
some
okay.
horses.
And I start going, and then I'm real. Wait a second. And of course, Mike, Dad, make it go as fast as we can.
Sure, of course.
So, that's a high-performance machine. We're going 50 miles an hour.
In the water.
On the water.
It's bananas.
It's insane.
And you're bouncing.
And I look back, mm-hmm. like, are both kids still here?
And it might as well be like a sheet of metal mm-hmm. at that point. That's how hard it is.
Right, and then we hit a wake, and we caught air, and then we landed. And of course, the boy's like, again! And my daughter says, take me to the dock right now. And it was terrifying.
My dad almost killed himself on one of those things.
I know. I was so happy it was over. And I totally downplayed it to my wife. Like, you know, a wave runner.
Scared as hell.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, wave runners. No. It was fine.
This was like 30 years ago. Like the first generation was like actually up on a ski. And so they didn't have the technology that like, you know, attached to you. Or maybe they did to automatically shut it off. And he flipped himself over the front of it and literally ran himself over with a jet ski.
Oh my God.
Collapsed his lung and was just like hanging out in the jacuzzi for a little bit. It was like, oh, I'm okay. And my mom was like 8 months pregnant with me and drove him from some lake house that they had up in Wisconsin down to a hospital.
I was going to say, was he taking him to some Acapulco hospital or something?
Yeah, it was thankfully in the States. Yeah, but ran himself over with a jet ski.
Yeah, that's...
And just tried to drink Heineken and go through it. I was like, you're an idiot.
Wow.
Sounds like a soldier to me.
Sounds like
a man of respect to me right there.
That, I mean, that's happy Father's Day to you.
And he thinks I'm so soft for all the stuff that happened.
You'll get on a roller coaster? He's like, I'll bungee jump right now. Right?
I'm like, okay. I guess that's a thing. Right now, we're sort of in the stage of middle age where we're understanding, maybe Spiegel and me here, understanding our mortality in a way that we didn't when we were younger. But then... When you get past that and you get to like the really like old guy thing, that's when it comes back. Like George H.W. Bush skydiving at whatever age that was.
Yes.
Like, screw it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what my dad wants.
I made it this far.
Yeah, you won. You won. Or like the Seinfeld bit about George saying, my grandparents are in their 90s and all they eat is pastrami
and
fried potatoes.
I can tell you from conversations with my brother who's 9 years older and is like doing bucket list item after item these days. that's the unspoken thing in the bucket list. Like, people think, oh, I'm going to die soon, so I better do this. No, it's like, ah, who cares if I die right now? This is great. Let's just go ahead and cross them off.
What's on your bucket list?
Mine?
Mm-hmm. Give me three things that you want to do before you die.
I need to spend like a week in a cabana that has no walls, right on the purest, most gorgeous blue water, with a staircase that walks into the water, where I can sleep in just like perfect ocean breezes.
Outside toilet?
Sure.
Throne right there looking out?
Yes. Yes.
Who's the guy that owns Virgin Airlines? Richard Branson.
Richard Branson.
The house where it's like looking out and there's no wall.
I want that house, or at the very least.
I want that house.
Lower the bucket list.
Right.
Take a vacation to the house.
This is something out?
No. That's
you can rent it for a day.
Yeah. I need a week in like the Maldives or Bora Bora.
Like Fiji, something like that. Something.
Also, like just three different trips.
No, well, this is one.
This is one.
That's why.
All right, give me the second one.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's go to you, Burnsy. What's, give me one.
I just want to order Chinese food three days a week.
I knew he was going to do this. Danny, Italy. Some kind of hangover weekend?
Italy for me is one, and we're doing it for the honeymoon. I feel like Italy is the perfect place to vacation. It's got the history.
Have you been before?
Never.
Oh, okay.
And so I want the history, and then the Amalfi Coast looks amazing, and Italian food.
There's so many Italy trips, though. I mean, you can spend a week in Florence alone.
Yeah.
Before you're doing Cinque Terre and Amalfi Coast and Sorrento.
We're doing Venice, Rome, Florence.
Venice sucks.
That's what everyone says. We're like flying in there.
You go make it dope.
Venice smells like ass.
We're doing one day.
Bad.
Just pretend like you're in Gary. Right.
Yeah, we're doing one day, and then Amalfi Coast.
Yeah, go to Gary instead of Venice.
That's what everyone says.
You'll make it great. Don't worry about it.
It's one of the 13 days.
Give us one, Jason.
Oh, I'm trying to get it together this summer. I'm trying to get, and the surprise will be over now, but...
Oh, no, you don't
I'm trying to get everybody in my family together for just a weekend.
Hmm.
Because I have family in New York and Philly and L.A. and Belize. Yeah, and everybody's spread out and everybody's having... Like, my sister and I are the last ones to have kids. My sister doesn't have any kids yet, so everybody's spread out dealing with their own families.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always seen people... do like family reunions and it looks fun and make the t-shirts or whatever, play softball, have all that good time.
Yeah.
But I definitely, because people are getting up there in age, I definitely want to get my family together and take a picture, have people experience things. Like I took my son to see the babysitter who turned 99.
That's a great story.
And, she sat there with my child. My child's 5 months old. She's 99. And this lady has seen and been through everything from Belize to here. She went through two different depressions. She left Belize's depression to come to this depression. So like her sitting there.
I hope
with my
she
kid,
stopped traveling.
Yeah, right. She actually brought the depression with her. So
then she went to the potato famine.
I would love for everybody in my family and extended family to
That's
get
awesome.
Together for one weekend. And other than that, I feel like I've done a lot more than I thought I would.
Well, and some
at
of the
36,
and some of the things you thought were important maybe don't feel as important.
Yeah, like this was it for me. Like this was, I used to tell my mom, like this is. She tell me there's no money in radio. She was right, but she'd say, if you're gonna do that, you got to get in it early. Da 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 da.
Yeah.
Like this was one of those things. So I feel like. I'm playing with house money at this point.
If you want to read something that's sort of touching on this, Seth Davis is leaving Sports Illustrated after a couple of decades there. He wrote a wonderfully heartfelt, introspective farewell piece today about his about his writing career, about what it's meant to him, about what his goals were, about where he's going and how he's turning this negative into a positive. It's a long form thing, but I've known Seth for years and have been a friend of his since college, and it was just really cool to see how clearly, how lucidly he talked about his departure from his dream job. And about the number of things he's checked off. He doesn't phrase it in those terms, but the number of boxes that he's already checked professionally and the deep sense of satisfaction that it really does feel like he, as Barry Rosner said in his obituary, Jimmy Pearsall, he didn't get cheated.
Sure.
And Seth's only 46 years old, and he already has had a writer's life fully lived and fully actualized, and he wrote brilliantly about it.
Think about where this business, and Danny and I are on the younger side of this, and you guys are the guys that came before us. But think about where this business, you know, we bitch about things like normal people with jobs do every single day. But think about where this business is taking you in terms of travel, is taking you in terms of life experiences, this thing, the things that you've lived through in this business as well, like mm-hmm. bringing up kids and I remember when you brought Jason in the car seat to the station. Like I held Addie, you know, Jay's daughter,
yep.
in the NBC Towers in Russ's studio.
You held Ruben in that room, exactly. Right there.
I've got pictures of Zoe in a Michael Jordan Wizards jersey that somebody sent.
She bought it from Mariah Carey. Yes,
that's sitting on my Mariah Carey picture.
Technically, that's abuse.
A listener sent it in.
She was calling Kwame Brown a flaming, you know what?
That was during the time when we were spending all the time pounding the whole Jordan comeback, and somebody sent in. She's 2 years old. She's got this little Wizards jersey on sitting on my lap in the studio. Mean.
She's got a lot of problems, I'm sure, as a young adult.
Well, that was inevitable, regardless of what jersey she was.
Danny coming from Kansas City and landing in a spot where, you know, this is a top three market. This is a young dude living out his dream. Spiegs. Hell, I used to work with Spiegs on Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. And I'd be the backup producer. They just stapled to it. I'm like, Spiegs, can you show me this? And, you know, like, these are the things. So, yeah, man.
A Camelite in a Newport parking lot.
Are you still smoking that scope? tell me Newport. I was smoking scope.
Well, you kind of are.
You're still smoking it. Well, you know.
And I told you the myth.
Poisonous scope for the brothers.
Myth that I heard that, you know, it recrystallized. In your lungs.
Oh, the mentholated smoke.
Yeah. That's how they're trying to kill us.
That's what I'd
heard. That and 10 nuggets for $1. They're trying to get us up out of here. That's all I
want. He said nuggets.
Yes, nuggets. Yes. I will say the other word around 2:30 today. So,
yeah, between now and then.
Jared Greenberg at 3 o'clock. Mike Tanier at 4:40. It's on at 5:30. Some special things popping up as well. Some calls out there to some people who are in the air. Because this, if you heard anything from that press conference today.
Dude, it's just a game. At the end of the day, it's just basketball.
And he's been answering this way.
Yes.
You can tell when he's in that weird a fait accompli kind of vibe.
It's exactly what I just said to Danny at the break. He's like, you know, he seemed pretty resigned to this.
You know what, though? He kind of sees everything that we see. He's just doing it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. He happens to be also playing in this.
Right. He sees the fact that you can recover three times and they're going to get an open three-pointer and hit it.
Yeah.
The Warriors force you to never turn over the ball and hit every shot. If you can do that, then you'll be fine.
It's so demoralizing. It has for the entire league.
Yeah.
And we were talking yesterday with Chris Herring about it, that maybe if you're Milwaukee, you've got some semblance, some idea of what you can do to
because
get a bunch.
You have to put aliens on the floor.
Right, and switch every screen and have your point guard a center and your center guard a point guard and be cool with it. And it's just, what if you're another general manager in the NBA, you got to be like, I don't know.
No, you got to wait for Klay Thompson and Draymond Green to break this thing up.
Right, you got to wait for those guys to want to get paid somewhere else.
Yes, that's as simple as that. I mean, because people are starting to ask the questions now, who's going to end up with more championships, Durant or LeBron?
Durant.
Now we just created some sort of
on-the-fly
crazy Ireland. Dr. Moreau has created a 14-foot-tall player that weighs 500 pounds.
And let me say that it's possible to appreciate the pointlessness of a 96 Bulls versus these Warriors debate, and yet fantasize about Scotty in his prime trying to defend Durant, or Rodman in his prime trying to tussle with Draymond
with these
in
rules
both
those
talks.
Rules.
Yeah, but Rodman in his prime wasn't a bull. Rodman in his prime wasn't a bull.
No, but even that, like 96 Rodman against Draymond will be fun as hell.
Yeah, especially with the rules, the coaching staffs.
Yeah.
This would have been, you know, you could play it on video games, but it's just stuff for us in the meantime.
The guy you want to ask about it is somebody like Danny Crawford, who was refereeing. Yeah, he was on the floor for a lot of this stuff. I'd love to talk to him.
I was supposed to get Steve Javy yesterday, but he texted me right before we were supposed to have him on. He's like, you're not an ESPN station.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah, it's kind of
lie to him.
I told him I told him what's, you know, might be happening soon. He was like, still, can't come on. Mm. No, don't worry. We're not being bought by ESPN.
Do I need to read something?
Steve Javy, he's gone from like the NBA referee supervillain to somebody who's really good at telling you why certain things are happening out there.
Let's let these gentlemen enjoy the rest of the day.
Have a good show, guys. They're Bernstein and Goff on the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. You might have missed it because it happened very late Saturday night in Anaheim, but Albert Pujols is now the ninth man in baseball history to have hit 600 home runs. Perhaps because he played in the steroid era, perhaps because he's quiet, perhaps because the Angels have only played three postseason games since he signed a $254 million 10-year contract in 2012, Pujols has been overlooked by many as a true superstar. He now has 1,859 RBIs, 13th on the all-time list, and is likely to become the fourth man to reach 2,000 career RBI. Even though his batting average has dropped considerably in recent years, he's a career 308 hitter. He is, quite simply, one of the best hitters the game has ever seen. And at 37, he's not done. I'm John Feinstein.
Seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time it was chat rooms, then it was dating websites, and then hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Every time something new comes along, it starts out with a bang, but pretty soon everyone moves on to the next big thing. The fact is, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction, and the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone. Face-to-face. Face-to-face is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers take the time to get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. And we're really good at it. Better than some random collection of online profile pics could ever be. At It's Just Lunch, we know the best place to find the spark of attraction is in the eyes of someone sitting across from you, not some device. So stop clicking around and start actually clicking. With other people. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 12.
Engines run better and longer with fresh oil.
Old oil spreads dirt and grime throughout your engine. That shortens engine life.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops urge you to change your oil regularly.
That'll help you get a full life from your vehicle.
Because here's the real hint. Life is better without car payments.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Drive into Merlin for their buy one, get one free oil change. For a limited time, purchase a 3,000-mile drive oil change and get a free basic oil change coupon that you can use later or gift to a friend, coworker, or family member. That's right, a free oil change when you buy one. Visit merlins.com/BOGO for complete details or drive into Merlin and ask for the buy one, get one drive oil change.
There is a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. The housing market is hot right now, and the houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. If you are even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it in the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work so hard so you don't have to. If you are looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go visit anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction,
You know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the Neumail Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. Neumail can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Neumail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Neumail Medical Center, today.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bolingbrook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrillville, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building or visit sheltonfireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks. Home of the big ones.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Wow Internet Cable and Phone.
Nip Shaskowski.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nip Shaskowski. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Joe Madden on with Spiegel and Parkins earlier today. He knows that he's got a young team, but he's not looking for an excuse for the fatigue of the young roster.
I think coming off last year and actually the last couple years, and a lot of these younger players, I know they're young, but there's still a lot going on in their minds. And being able, in my mind's eye, to right now back off some of them right now, I think it's going to benefit us later in the season. I'm seeing the energy return to the group right now after that. The West Coast trip was tough.
Cubs yet to win five in a row yet this year. They get the ball to Jake Arrieta tonight to take on the Marlins. First pitch 7:05, covered start 6:30 as the Cubs look for that five-game winning streak. White Sox, they're in Tampa for the first of three this evening. Jose Quintana and Chris Archer in the pitching matchup there. NBA and Stanley Cup Finals both get the night off. Some NBA news, the Pacers said to not be taking offers just yet on Paul George. One trip to AutoZone could protect your engine and your wallet as well. Right now, you can save on 5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP filter for only $23.99. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Marlins at 6:30 on 670 The Score, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Half Price Books.
The Half Price Books.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Let's go. Let's do this. Zach Zaidman is going to join us in just a couple minutes. He's got fresh sound from Bears rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. So we will hear from Mr. Biscuit in just a moment. Jared Greenberg of NBA TV at 3 o'clock. Mike Tanier, NFL national lead writer at Bleacher Report at 4:40. He wrote a long and well-researched piece with criteria. And you know how I am with the term underrated, overrated.
Who's
who's doing the rating? Where's the injustice? And he lays out his terms. Mm-hmm. He defines everything, what it means to be underrated. And he's got a list of like the 25 most underrated NFL players ever.
And the local name that wasn't on that
list.
Two local names that weren't on those lists. And spinoff conversation of that and Hall of Fame stuff that we'll probably get into after or before we talk to Mike Tanier. So it should be some fun football talk coming around the 4 o'clock hour.
We'll do It's On at 5:30, and we do, as you mentioned, have some phone calls out there for some other things, as we've got the Cubs back in first place, and everybody for now in this micromanaged analysis this year and arbitrary groups of games, as silly as it is, things sort of feel right. Yet Jason said earlier, really, when I posed the question, that you think at some point the Cubs will be back down to the 500 level. Mm-hmm. They haven't sort of gotten ready to take off and move that graph upward away from that line.
We could be in the middle of a 10-game winning streak right now. Never know.
312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, the score. You email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. There you can listen to us live, 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. We're also on Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. You can also check us out on Facebook, like 670 The Score on Facebook, and you can interact with the show there. There's a lot going on outside of the text line. And the Facebook thing, I don't know if it's a different community than the text community.
It's a very, very vocal community.
As opposed to the text, is it crazy trolling like the text line?
The text line gets into the, you know, the throwing the tomatoes in the dark. The Facebook, That's a walking up to you, kind of stabbing you kind of vibe. More intimate hatred.
There's BernsteinandGoffShow.com for all of our podcasts and blogs. Instagram is at BernsteinGoffShow, and you can watch us. Watch 670thescore.com and Facebook Live on that same Facebook page, presented by American Needle, directed by Brian Gertsch.
Nyt kääntyy Pittsburgh nopea ja jälleen tulee Crosby läpi ajoon rinnekestä. Kiekko vielä perissä! Ei mene! Pekka Rinne! Aivan älytön pysäytys rinteeltä! Aivan älytön pysäytys rinteeltä!
Quit yelling.
I thought something else was going to happen.
I thought 83 was coming in there.
I thought the guy said 83 in another language. What language is that? Finnish? All right.
The big Finnish.
All right. So I'd see. You threw me for a loop there, Chris Tannehill.
That was
Tannehill.
The Finnish call of what?
Some soccer match.
Some Pekarine save or something.
Oh, okay. One of those Finnish things.
Oh, dude.
Yes?
I forgot to watch the Stanley Cup game last
night. Why?
I swear to God. No, I'm not trying to troll hockey fans
right
now.
One of the longest empty net goals I've ever seen.
I forgot to watch it last night. I had the Cubs game and the Stanley Cup game locked and loaded. And I'm not trolling right now. I'm legit. I apologize for not doing my job.
The producer's Nick Shepkowski.
And I just want to say something before we go forward. And I've said this not just because we're on TV right now. I think you are the best analyst on television. The only difference is you don't deal with them wussies in the NBA. Like, they get so mad when you don't kiss their ass all the time. You are the best analyst on television.
You talking to Mike Milbury? Or Barry Melrose?
Barry's got his, you know, his things, but he's more like the national face for them instead of the in-depth break-it-down guy.
I think he's the best analyst on television. That's fine. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Last year, in the whole league, there were only 83 complete games. Well, it truly is amazing.
83.
Indeed. This segment
what
brought
language
to you
was that?
By also Finnish. Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. In just a moment, it is going to be Zach Zaidman, and we will hear from Mitch Trubisky.
Mitchell, sir.
Sorry, Mitchell Trubisky. I think he hasn't really clarified which he likes, but
I think it's fine. It's Zachary Zaidman will bring us Mitchell Trubisky, and you will hear that next on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They relied on the home run again. That's how they score their runs. There is a chance they will not be in first place for the rest of the season, but I think they'll be in first place at the end of the season.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions. Handcrafted featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats. The Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, G-R-A-I-N.com.
Dan, at WOW, we practice a thing called empathy.
Empathy?
If I pinch your arm, I know what it feels like, right?
Right.
Empathy is like that, but with feelings on the inside.
Oh, I think I've had empathy before.
Good. Now imagine having empathy for everyone.
Get nicer than nice customer service and WOW Internet and TV starting at $59.99 a month. Limited time only. Get started at WOWway.com. WOW. That's better. Offer for the first 12 months with a 2-year agreement for new customers and is subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWway.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
I'm here with Jeff Anderson, president and CEO of Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. Jeff, you've said leaders are really psychologists. What does psychology have to do with leadership?
So I heard one of the baseball managers in town say that he's really just a psychologist. That's an amazing observation given the increased use of sophisticated metrics and the complicated business that modern baseball has become. But the truth is, every institution is a people business, and every leader's most important role is to select, coach, and develop talent. Too often we get overly focused on desired outcomes or the endless list of tasks we need to complete. The best leaders spend most of their time thinking about what the team needs from them, and it drives how they allocate their time.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Golfers, never again bend down to re-tee your driving range golf balls. At Skokie Sports Park, you'll swipe a card and then watch as golf balls instantly reappear on the tee after every shot. Sports Park's PGA pros will also be on hand for personal or group lessons. Convenient to Chicago's North Side and named a top 50 golf range in America by Golf Range Magazine, visit Skokie Sports Park at www.skokieparks.org.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation, that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends June 7th.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Location.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football, or?
Check this out. He's always about football. He's Zach Zaidman, and he joins us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven, try Home Run In off the grill this summer. Zach is up in Lake Forest where the Bears are practicing, and we have sound. Hello, Zach.
And we'll get to the sound in just a little bit, Dan. Hello. Hello, oh, Jason,
hey,
as well.
What's up, Zach?
Nice to talk to you guys.
Always.
In the nuggets and tidbits portion of this segment, I want to play a game with you guys. So put the Google machine away. We're going to play Chicago Bear or Chicago Alderman during the nuggets and tidbits portion.
Okay.
Because
deal.
In looking at this roster, man, there's a lot of who, what?
Okay.
Who are these
who
guys?
Who he play for?
Yeah, exactly. So
I think this guy's dead.
We're going to get Greg Gabriel on to see how many bad people he drafted and how many blind guys on the squad as well.
Oh, man. But first, here's Pernell McPhee.
Willie, what's your name?
My name is Pernell.
Sorry.
I'm not Willie. He's the other guy with the dreads. Yeah, he said Willie.
Hey, man, I can hold it, man. Call me one time, bro. I'm gone, bro.
Oh, I'm good. I'm just messing with you.
Sorry,
I know, I get you. I'm just messing with y'all.
2 years now with Vic. What are your impressions of him leading this defense and what he's been able to do for this group?
Yes, two times you're wrong. Not Willie, and it's 3 years with Vic. I'm just messing with you, bro.
All right.
I hope we got a little sense of hope. Because you got to understand, I have to mess with myself a lot in the mirror in the morning.
I have no idea what that means.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
He puts on a little show in the morning for himself.
Who called him Willie?
Our good friend, Rich Campbell.
Oh, and then he asked the Vic Fangio question.
Yep.
That's why he came back at him. All right, we're going to have to get after Rich for that.
Yep.
It's as good that Pernell is in a good mood. I mean, he hadn't been doing a whole lot of playing. So.
You only have one leg, and you got to find humor in real things, right?
What else did they glean from one Pernell McPhee today?
All right, here's the best of McPhee talking football.
What I want to prove this year? Well, I don't want to prove anything. Only thing on my mind is keeping my faith with God and staying healthy. And everything else going to prove itself because I know I can play.
What's the mindset maybe amongst the outside linebackers? You know, if you guys are healthy and after all the injuries last year.
I mean, dominating, destroying every opponent that we face. You know, just showing the world why they actually got these guys in the room. Me, Leonard, Willie, Lamar, Sam, you know, just dominating the NFL. That's my focus. That's what I want us to do, and I think that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, if they can stay healthy, I agree with him, but the issue has been keeping them healthy, including Leonard Floyd. If they can keep Leonard Floyd healthy, because last year, remember, guys, he had 7 sacks. He didn't know fundamentals. He wasn't in the kind of shape that the Bears wanted him to be in, and he still had 7 sacks. So imagine what he could do if he can stay on the field for 16 games. We've been waiting for Lamar Houston for quite a while, and you know he's been dealing with some significant injuries over the last few years. Willie Young is a guy who will fight through anything. But, again, he's not getting any younger. And Pernell is, at this point in his career, I think you have to – to use him in a situational kind of way. So the Bears do have some limitations in regards to their outside linebackers, but if they can keep all of them healthy, and keeping guys healthy has been a big issue, not just at that position, but across the board since this regime took over, you know, it's hard to say that you can count on that heading into a year.
Is Leonard Floyd okay? Because I've seen, like, he did participate, he didn't participate, and he always seems to have a nagging something.
Yes.
He is okay.
No. Yes, you're right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it doesn't really, nothing at this stage of the game matters. The only thing that matters is when they suit up, when the regular season starts, are you going to see Leonard Floyd on the field for 16 games where he can be effective? I don't care what they do now. The whole point of this exercise during OTAs, mini camp, and training camp is to make sure that they get this guy right from the physical standpoint so he can play 16 games during the season.
How close to being a top five, top seven defense do you think this squad is?
They're a secondary away.
I don't think.
I mean, well, Zach mentioned top 10 if everybody was healthy a couple of times ago when we talked. So, I mean, now that you've seen guys a little bit and seen what kind of shape dudes are in, and we've talked a little bit about injuries, how close do you think they actually are?
Well, I'm more concerned about them being able to keep everybody healthy. You know, Eddie Goldman's got to stay healthy. That's something that he's proven he can't do so far in his career. We talked about the outside linebackers. You know, you're still not going to have probably Danny Trevathan until, sometime after the season starts. That's a big loss at the inside linebacker position, and you have no idea what you're going to get out of the secondary that Dan talked about. Keep in mind, they wanted big names this offseason because they had the money to spend, but the big names didn't want to come here. There are a variety of reasons for that. I'm sure part of it is that they weren't sure that this coaching staff would be around at the conclusion of the 2017 season. So the Bears ended up signing a bunch of journeymen in that secondary, including Marcus Cooper, Prince Amukamara, Quinton Dempsey. They're hoping that with this decorated defensive coaching staff led in the secondary by Ed Donatell, that they can have the kind of success with those journeyman defensive backs that, say, they had up front with Akeem Hicks last year, who was a journeyman defensive lineman and then had his best season with the Bears. But again, a lot has to go right, and you need to have the offense contribute as well. And there's so many new pieces to the offense that it makes it hard to believe that they're going to be able to mesh immediately at the start of the season, because you're talking about, you know, two new quarterbacks in terms of your one and two and probably your number three, depending on how they have it going. And then you're talking about a whole slew of new receivers, many of them inexperienced. The tight end position is completely new, and you don't know if Zach Miller can stay healthy. Jordan Howard comes back, and he had a fantastic season last year, number two in the league in rushing. But there's no Alshon Jeffrey to scare you if you're an opposing defense this time around. And I don't know at this stage of the game if the Bears quarterback position is better now than it was when Jay Cutler was the QB. It may turn out to be the case, but at this point you just don't know. So I don't think they're scared of that deep ball just yet, which means you can overcompensate to kind of slow down Jordan Howard. So there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. The most important one, though, is in regards to Mitchell Trubisky, and he probably benefits the most with Mark Sanchez going down with that knee injury.
I'm getting about the same amount of reps, maybe a little bit more. Instead of threes, I'm with the twos. So it's just getting the reps, getting comfortable, and whenever I'm in the huddle, it's just taking command and doing my job.
Mitch, over the last month, where have you sensed areas where you need to improve?
Probably a pre-snap operation, just getting the line set, getting protection right, and just knowing everyone's job. I could throw the football and do all that stuff that comes natural, but it's just mastering the offense and being in charge at the helm of the offense is where I just need to continue to grow, and that takes time. So just keep coming out here and working on it and trying to lead every day.
When you throw interceptions in practice, how do you process those, and what do you do to?
It's better in practice than in the game, but obviously you never want to throw interceptions. I mean, I take a lot of pride in that, taking care of the football. That's the number one priority, obviously. If you take care of the football, you're going to have a chance to win every game. So I'm hard on myself, and you just go back in the film and just know in the back of your mind you can only grow from it, can only get better, and then you got to take care of the football. It's a huge priority.
What has been the biggest surprise so far? Not necessarily bad, just anything out there that, you know, wow, I didn't realize it.
It wasn't really a surprise, but I would just say the realization of how much time you actually have to put in to be an NFL quarterback, NFL player in general, taking care of your body, studying all day, all night, right before you go to bed. And it's all about blocking out distractions, and how good you want to be is all about how much time you want to put in. So for me, it's been a huge focus to do that, block out everything else, and just come here and do my job. And it's nice. The only thing I have to worry about is football. And so it's been a lot of fun.
Draft pick not signed. Do you expect to get that done pretty soon?
Oh yeah, that's not really for me to worry about. I'm gonna be out here at practice every day. My agent and the Bears organization is gonna handle that. But I'm not really sure how that stuff works. I'm here to play football and not worry about contracts. Yeah.
He was the first quarterback drafted, so I'm sure the agent's trying to get some language for extra money here and there with different bonuses and the like.
This segment has been brought to you by CLR. Trust CLR, celebrating 50 years of making quick work of tough jobs. Find them on Facebook to find out how you can win tickets to an anniversary concert with the band Chicago. Okay, Zach, let's play America's favorite game show.
Chicago Bear or Chicago Alderman? I will give you two names, and you pick which one is which. Mitchell Kirsch, Ricardo Munoz.
I'm going to go with Alderman Munoz.
I'm going to go with Bear Munoz.
Dan is correct. Munoz is the alderman. Kirsch is the bear. If you're wondering who Mitchell Kirsch is, he's number 63, a rookie offensive lineman from James Madison.
Damn it.
Bad.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Jason Irvin, Isaiah Irving.
Ooh. Ooh, you tricky little devil, you.
I'm going to go Isaiah Irving is the Chicago Bear.
Correct.
You didn't even let me weigh in.
They didn't have to. Yes. Thank you, Zach.
He nailed it.
Got a victory.
Isaiah Irving is number 47. He is a linebacker, undrafted free agent out of San Jose State.
And he will be an Iowa Barnstormer very soon as well.
All right. Here's where it gets real fun. Roderick Sawyer, Hendrick Ekpe.
Ooh.
Alderman Roderick Sawyer.
Correct. Hendrick Ekpe is number 49. He's an undrafted free agent linebacker from Minnesota. No, Sam Acho switched because
93, right?
93. Okay. Now that Will Sutton has been released, he signed on with the Minnesota Vikings. Let's try one more. Okay.
We've already won Carl Castle's voice on our answering machine, though.
And George Castle's. Go ahead.
Let's go with Michael Burton, Anthony Beal.
Anthony Beal is the Bear.
Incorrect.
Oh!
Damn it.
We could have had a perfect score.
I know, we could have. I've ruined it again. Sorry, Zach. Yeah. I let you down, buddy.
Michael Burton is a fullback, number 46, third year in the league, former Lion, went to school at Rutgers.
That was a very good idea. I enjoyed that.
That was awesome.
I was hoping you were going to have Amaya Pilar, my alderman, but no.
Hey, it's early. I think we might do this all throughout training camp.
I'm down.
It might be more exciting than some of the stuff that we actually see during training camp.
It doesn't have to be Chicago alderman either. You could feel free to venture into
gang leader or Chicago Bear.
maybe both, Sam. Yeah.
I think we'll branch out into the Illinois Senate. Maybe we'll go national before all is said and done.
Thank you, Zach.
See you guys.
Zach Zaidman brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
The responsibilities of a father and how it has changed in regards to sports. I want to talk to you guys about that.
A little pre-Father's Day stuff there already?
No, just something that's actually in the news right now.
Okay.
All right,
good. I'm curious as to what this is.
So, dads, tune in
to Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks. Specifically, smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew. Made of organic mint, Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint.
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Hi, this is Addison Russell, shortstop for your world champion baseball team. Being a world champion has been an extraordinary experience in many ways. That's why I'm a customer at Audi Orland Park. They make the ordinary experience of buying a car extraordinary. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary at Audi Orland Park?
Our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Audi Orland Park on 159th Street.
or AudiOrlandPark.com. That's AudiOrlandPark.com.
People Magazine calls Megan Levy inspiring.
That dog saved my life.
Elle raves. It packs a punch.
He's not your dog. He's a Marine Corps dog.
It's heartfelt.
I'm trying to bring him home.
Megan Levy. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Starts June 9th.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Message and data rates may apply.
You're probably familiar with the term crash and burn. You know, a huge failure. But do you know the term burn and crash? That's when you take a fat burner that gives you a whole bunch of energy, but later you get the dreaded crash. Look, if you want to burn body fat, I mean really melt your fat during workouts so you look and feel great, try Lean Fire XT. It uses a new concept called thermovigilance that helps you burn fat from your waist, hips, thighs, all over, with virtually no jitters and no crash. For a limited time, every man and woman in America can try a complimentary bottle. Get yours by texting FLAME to 2020. Lean Fire XT comes from the award-winning experts at Force Factor, and it's already a top-selling diet pill at GNC because it works. Don't settle for less. Get your